Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Marie Renaud. She's the NDP Shadow Minister for Community and Social Services and also the MLA for St. Albert. I guess, first of all, Marie, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right. First thing we want to talk about here today is about, accessibility. You and the NDP introduced a bill in the legislature recently called the Accessible Alberta Act, about some standards, if you will, around accessibility. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what's the part of the bill and kind of why you guys are putting it forward here?
So for decades, actually, the disability community has been asking for accessibility legislation. Now, a lot of times people think accessibility legislation, all they think about is like a door opener or a ramp or building codes or things like that. But there's much more in terms of need for accessibility than just the built environment. So what this piece of legislation does is create, it sort of enables the creation of these groups of people that are experts and people with disabilities to develop standards of accessibility in all kinds of different areas. So that includes the built environment, employment, education, procurement, information technology and communication, transportation, and of course government services. And so it's just a mechanism to start to, and really this is what the bill's about, is to identify the barriers, remove the barriers, and prevent the barriers. So it's happening right across the country. The only jurisdictions without it are Alberta and Prince Edward Island. And, you know, the vision is barrier-free Alberta by 2040. So people say, well, that's not very helpful by 2040. But you have to start the work, right? So the work begins immediately if you pass the bill and you start to create these standards and implement them and then monitor them. So it's going to take some time to remove all of these barriers, but we need to start. So most other places, provinces have already started. Alberta finds itself far, far behind. And it's, you know, it's harmful to the economy, not just people's lives. So when you're excluding about 1 million people or making it more difficult for about 1 million people to access services, whether it's employment or post-secondary or, you know, whatever else the services, you know, there is a cost to the economy. So I think that we understand that there's a lot of support for this bill right here in Alberta. We presented that to the government. So the Human Rights Commission of Alberta in 2020-21 clearly called for accessibility legislation. The government's own disability advocate named Greg McMeekin, also in a report that the government hid, actually specifically called for this legislation and had an economic assessment from Treasury Board and Finance that said this was a good thing and we needed the accessibility legislation. And then Alberta Chambers of Commerce issued last year in 2025, issued a policy statement urging the government to, you know, as quickly as possible, pass accessibility legislation. So we all want it, we all need it, and all we've really heard from the government as to why they likely won't support it is just misinformation. So whoever wrote the notes clearly didn't read the bill or understand the bill. So they were saying things like the disability advocate wasn't involved. Well, that's not true. The disability advocate is in the bill. Other things was this will cost private business too much money and you didn't consult. Well, this bill's about government, things under the government's purview, not private business. So it's a little discouraging that they don't actually know what they're talking about when they say they're going to kill it. Well, they're not going to support a bill. But I'm hoping we have a little bit more time left on Monday. And so I'm hopeful that we can answer all of their kind of weird questions. And then again, reiterate, the call for this is coming from all over the place, as well as inside their own house. So I'm hoping, you know, Monday will be the final vote, I think, and I'm really hoping that we can change their minds by then.
Definitely one of the biggest things that kind of stands out for me is just having some sort of a kind of minimum standards, if you will, in place with regards to the different things for accessibility, housing, education, those sorts of things. So, like, how long has this process kind of been going on, trying to kind of maybe kind of push the provincial government to kind of go along with this?
Oh, a long time. So the disability community has been pushing for this for decades, like a long, long time. There's so many awesome disability advocates that are no longer even with us. That have been pushing for access for a very long time. This is something that the disability community has wanted. And I mean, I think the fact that Treasury Board and Finance came out and made such a strong case, an economic case for this legislation, that why it was important for Albertans. So I think it's just a good thing all around. What seems to be happening is that the government simply because this bill is coming from the New Democrats. You know, they're saying, yeah, we're not going to support it. We're going to do something better. But, you know, they've had 7 years and they have not even attempted to even scratch the surface of improving access. Let me give you a simple example. I have a blind friend who is a lawyer and can't access all the documents on government websites because they're not all compatible with his screen reader. So a simple fix is make them all compatible so all people with low vision who are blind can access information. Another thing is when we get elected as MLAs, they don't even tell us that our offices need to be accessible for people that maybe have mobility issues. So we've had examples of MLAs opening offices on the second floor with no lift. So just some really basic, there's lots of low-hanging fruit that we can take care of right away. There's some things that are going to be a little bit more challenging to deal with, but you got to start. And this government has demonstrated they're not even interested in starting so that like the almost million people with disabilities in Alberta can have access to all the things that everybody has access to.
And certainly for people with disabilities, certainly being able to access different, services, supports, those types of things there can sometimes even be a challenge in even some of the bigger centers, but obviously if you get to some of the smaller rural areas, like up here around Peace River, whatnot, can be even more of a hurdle, if you will. So what do you think that this can help with addressing some challenges for people with disabilities, particularly in some of the smaller rural areas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the one area, just government services alone, especially in smaller communities or rural communities, you know, everything has moved to online or everything has moved to like central intake and there's no actual physical location or person to assist. And we find that people with disabilities in more rural or remote areas don't have access to the internet or don't have the equipment that they need or don't have the supports or don't know how to navigate them. And so, you know, legislation like the one that we're proposing would actually force government to look at that to ensure that everybody had access. And right now we don't collect data. We don't even have a picture of how inaccessible we are as a province. So what this legislation does is it really establishes a framework, and I know it's kind of boring, but you really actually need this government framework to watch the work happen. So we're making fiscal investments to people with disabilities, but we're not tracking any kind of access data. We don't even track, you know, how many people with disabilities that have left post-secondary a year out are employed. Like, we just don't have any data. We don't have a framework. And so this is the first step to try to create that. And yeah, I'm hopeful that by Monday we can convince at least a few people to vote for it.
You mentioned on the certainly on the economic aspect, the Alberta Chambers of Commerce have been wanting to see some progress happening on this, you know, by having, you know, more of this accessibilities available to help people with disabilities, you know, get more sort of involved with the economy, if you will. What kind of, you know, province always talks about, you know, trying to boost the economy. What kind of, positive impacts could potentially come out of that?
Oh, lots. I mean, we know that people with disabilities are job creators. They're entrepreneurs. They have businesses. But their businesses don't grow as fast or as widely as people without disabilities because they're just simply blocked from access. I mean, my one example about my blind friend who's a lawyer, I mean, if he can't get into all of the government documents and understand them and use a screen reader to read them, then he can't, you know, support a client who needs access, you know, needs that information. So it's some really simple things, even for entrepreneurs. It also creates a larger market. So when you start to remove barriers, I mean, you know, the disability community in Alberta is huge. Say it's about 1 million people. There's only about 80,000 that we always talk about, that smaller group that's on AISH. But all of these other folks, you know, have buying power. And when you start to remove barriers, you know what? They're gonna spend their money. And so this is about creating a larger pool of people buying and then supporting entrepreneurs, business owners, job creators that are disabled.
And finally, whatever we have guests here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, act to add in a little personal question, so the politicians are people too. It is getting close to spring in most of Alberta, although so your mileage may vary as to how close we are, but, you know, some people get up to more interesting activities, you know, as the weather gets warmer, or the snow melts a little bit. What about with you? What are kind of some of your go-to springtime activities?
Well, I love the first day of the farmers market. So the outdoor market in St. Albert is the biggest one in Canada, last I heard, and it opens right away in, well, a couple months, well, May. And I can't wait. It's just the best. We start to get fresh produce, local products, produce and goods. And I can't wait. I love it.
Well, hopefully we get some time for that in a little bit. Marie Renault, NDP Shadow Minister for Community and Social Services and the MLA for St. Albert. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Have a great day.